This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier for all your unwanted smells, from pets, cooking, damp basements, smoke, whatever. You need the Thunderstorm. Buy the three-pack now and use a couple for yourself and then maybe give one as a Christmas gift. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code word Howie3. Shipping is free.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
To grab these people, throw them on buses, and just drop them outside. It's grotesque what they're doing.
In a word, it's inhumane.
These are people you're playing with. These are real live people with children.
Oh, won't somebody please think of the children?
Republicans are playing politics with human beings, using them as props. What they're doing is simply wrong. It's un-American. It's reckless.
And I didn't like it one bit. It was disgusting and violent. I think all you people are despicable. For shame!
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello, hello, hello. Whoa, 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 whoa.
That's an echo, sir.
I've got to concentrate.
Hello?
Hello?
Echo, echo, echo.
Thank you for letting me interrupt your dinner.
Check, please.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. We're broadcasting live today from Toyota of Portsmouth. Get on down. This is the best place to get the best-selling car in America. And has been for several years now. And, come down here, pick it out, and you may find something you can just walk off with, but they can get the car if there's something special, you want a different color or whatever. They can get it within usually about 6 weeks. And that's the way it is. That's the way it is with cars now. It's just things have changed, and the supply chain is screwed up. Thank you, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon. But get on down here, and we're right near the Rotary. You know where it is, just off of 95. So come on down, and we're going to be here for another hour. The food's pretty much gone. Few apples left. We have a lot of seagulls have been flying in here and pretty much wiped out the all of the free stuff. But we're still broadcasting, and we're having a great time here meeting people, and all kinds of candidates have come by, and people we've known for a long time, regular listeners, Caroline Levitt, and Officer Mark has been here, and a bunch of different candidates. I got a nice gift from the former retired chief of police from Kittery, Maine, right across the border. Wow. Look at that. That's a nice one. And so we are having a good time and picking up a lot of graft. Mm-hmm. Right, Grace?
We are indeed.
All right. 844-500-4242. Right now, it's time for the Chump Line. Everybody like the Chump Line?
"2020, Black Lives Matter. 2022, Island Life Matters."
It's amazing, though. You know, I mean, if it had just been a regular island, you know, anywhere other except for Martha's Vineyard or Nantucket, perhaps, and a handful of other islands, nobody would have even noticed 50 illegal aliens. And if you complained, they would have said, "You'll take them and you'll like them. Celebrate diversity." But since it was Martha's Vineyard,
gee, with those 50 extra people on Nantucket, I'm surprised the island didn't tip over.
The famous words of Hank Johnson, statesman from Georgia, talking about Guam. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had someone audit your insurance to see if you're getting the most coverage for your money? Contact Dan or Paul Rizzo at RizzoInsurance.com. They have helped me and my staff, and they can help you save money too. Get the Rizzo Insurance audit at no charge, no obligation. RizzoInsurance.com.
Tonight,
on a historic episode of Survivor. 50 people will be voted off the island.
I wish I'd thought of that. That's better than Gilligan's Island. They were voted off the island. And you know what? The vote was unanimous. They didn't even wait for the last commercial break. They voted them off at the bottom of the hour. They were gone like that.
I wonder how many of those "hate has no home here" signs on Martha's Vineyard are being replaced by "no trespassing" ones now.
Yeah, and pictures of big scary dogs too. That's another one that they like to have on the in crime-ridden neighborhoods.
Apparently, shame has no home here either.
It's great being a Democrat. You never have to say you're sorry. It's great being rich. You never have to say you're sorry. And most specifically, if you're a rich Democrat, you never, ever, ever, under any circumstances, have to apologize for anything.
With all the illegal aliens on Martha's Vineyard, it brings new meaning to, can I get out of here, please?
Why didn't John Kerry offer his boat to take him over? I mean, it might have taken a couple of trips, but he still has a pretty... I know he's downsized, like from Nantucket to Martha's Vineyard, and he downsized a little on the boat, but he could have taken him over. It would have been a much more pleasant... It was a perfect day for a sail, right? But I guess they just wanted to get him out. Get him out. You know, put him on the ferry, and we'd get him over there. Won't they be more comfortable in Bern, as our senator calls it? I know the locals call it Born, but we know it's really pronounced Bern, in Berserge Bay.
I say, here in Martha's Vineyard, the only ice we want to deal with is in our cocktails, am I right?
Chipped ice, please.
The Democratic Party now defines sanctuary as somewhere else.
So true. NIMBY's got a NIMBY.
Never mind, not in my backyard anymore. It's now not on my island.
No man is an island. And none of these people are going to stay on our island.
So the illegal aliens that arrived on Martha's Vineyard yesterday have been deported to Cape Cod. Does that mean they're not invited to Barack Obama's next birthday party?
Not necessarily. They had 200 help for the birthday party. So they had a staffer for every two guests. But again, they were freaking out. There were 50 people. We can't deal with the crisis. They had 700 people extra for that party during a supposed the worst pandemic since the Black Death or the bubonic plague, you know? But there was no problem. No problem.
This is Charlie Parker. I've called out the National Guard to quell this insurrection state of emergency on the vineyard. Monkeypox is real.
I'm very disappointed in Ron DeSantis. And I think there was something to what those XDK callers were saying today, that Donald Trump had something to do with this terrible, terrible insurrection.
Well, Ed, I see that CNN is moving Don Lemon to a morning time slot.
You are correct, sir.
Instead of Don Lemon Tonight, it'll be called Don Lemon Hungover.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that, you know. It's tough enough to get up at 3 in the morning under any circumstances. It's really tough if you were hammered, as Elizabeth Warren would say the night before. And I get the feeling Don is hammered a lot of nights.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
You know, I think that was the last time I was ever on CNN. Was right before the 2016 election. I did the town hall up here in New Hampshire. I was the moderator. And they said, can you come on afterwards? And I was on with Don Lemon. And I think there was some big storm or something. And so I just was sitting there for like 30 minutes. And I was saying, why am I here to speak with Don Lemon? Just sitting here when I could be, you know, home snoozing on the couch. And that was it. That was my last appearance on CNN. I haven't really missed it much. All right, that's it for the Chump Line. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message anytime between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time every weekday. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time. Each weekday, if you didn't hear your message, you'd just like to hear a second chump line of the day, a different chump line, that's where we put all the messages we didn't use in the one you just heard. It's called Chop Chumps, the second chump line of the day. You can get it around 7 o'clock every weeknight Eastern Time, wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Today's chump line is brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had someone audit your insurance to see if you're getting the most coverage for your money? Contact Dan or Paul Rizzo at RizzoInsurance.com. They have helped me and my staff, and they can help you save money too. Get the Rizzo Insurance audit at no charge, no obligation. RizzoInsurance.com.
Tonight, on a historic episode of Survivor, 50 people will be voted off the island.
And they didn't even have to call a special town meeting to do so. They just said, everyone raise your champagne glass, please. And they all did, every last trust-funded one of them. As you know, MyPillow has a passion for helping our listeners get the best sleep of their lives. They didn't stop when they created the best pillow. Now MyPillow has done it again with the most incredible My Slippers. Guys, I have a pair, and life is so good when I'm wearing them. And now, for a limited time, you can save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale won't last long, so order yours today by using the promo code Howie at MyPillow.com. MyPillow took over 2 years to develop what I like to call heaven for your feet. What's really cool is that My Slippers are designed to wear indoors and outdoors all day long. Your feet are just waiting to meet MyPillow's quality leather suede plus foam and impact gel, which helps prevent fatigue. This offer won't last forever. Get your $90 off. Call, it puts it at the price under $50, which is a hell of a deal. Call 800-658-4965 and use the radio promo code Howie. You can also go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and don't forget to use the code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Got hate mail?
You got anything on your chest besides your chin, you better get it off.
Send it off to Grace at HowieCarshow.com.
You gotta ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
The Howie Carr Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Raycon. Raycon's everyday earbuds offer quality sound at half the price of other premium audio brands. And with three different sound profiles and 32 hours of battery life, I can listen to whatever, whenever. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie and get 15% off your order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Do you think you will actually get back any money from the state in November under 62F?
Sadly, no, I don't think I will. Nobody here seems to, at Toyota of Portsmouth, many of whom are Massachusetts taxpayers, even if they live in New Hampshire. No, none of us think we're going to get any money back.
92% say no.
What do you think, Taylor?
No, I don't think so.
It's a to say yes would be a triumph of hope over experience, as they say. It was funny. We just Caroline Levitt was here earlier today, and she just really wowed the crowd again, and everybody loved her, and they were posing with pictures with her, and so some guy just rolled in here. Is Caroline here? It was kind of weird. I'm not used to that with politicians. And I'm thinking, you know, at these rallies, as this campaign goes forward, they may have to announce, like, you know, Elvis has left the building. Caroline has left the building. 844-500-4242. Let's play a few more Brandon cuts here before we do Police Blotter Facts Friday. This is from the United We Stand. This is they were trying to drum up the domestic terrorist threat again yesterday afternoon. Cut 11.
So we face at this moment, in my view, an inflection point.
We face an inflection point, or do we face an infection point? Cut 12.
Raise the living allowance for national service positions to the equivalent of $15 an hour.
Oh, okay. Whatever you say. Cut 25.
For too long, we paid a higher price for restriction of drugs than any nation in the world.
I don't know about the higher price for prescription drugs, but I've noticed a higher price for just about everything else. Can I hear that one again?
Prescription drugs.
Cut 25.
For too long, we paid a higher price for restriction of drugs than any nation in the world.
Okay, we're back to the Hispanic caucus. Puerto Rico, the Commonwealth. Cut 24.
And folks, we made Puerto Rico's economic recovery and development a top priority.
Cut 18.
And I want to thank you for everyone being here tonight. This is a heck of a crowd.
I want to thank you for everyone being here. Who was you? And I thought everyone came out of their own accord. Or were they like the 50 illegal aliens? They just got bussed around the area.
Where is everybody?
Cut 27.
In my state, we're the eighth largest black population. But Hispanic and black populations, poor populations, are those fence line communities, those front line communities, where have suffered most as a consequence of this being smothered by pollution.
The fence line communities? Are they fence line communities or are they front line communities? Cut 26.
And seniors will see out-of-pocket drug costs cap at $2,000 a year, no matter what their costs are. No matter what. No matter whether they have cancer drugs or other expensive drugs. $2,000 a year maximum. Think about what you'd think about.
Cut 20.
Secretary Becerra, I want to tell you how that law of funding closed the racial gap and vaccinated Hispanic Americans.
Okay. Where country are we living in, Joe? Cut 4.
This is the United States of America, Senator. How could it happen? No, I really mean it.
Do you really mean it, Joe? Cut 5.
I really mean it. No, 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 no. This is I really mean it.
No, 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 no.
Cut 7.
But the idea that in the first quarter of the 20th century, we had people coming out of fields carrying torches.
In the first quarter of the 20th century? I don't even think you were alive in the first quarter of the 20th century. What are you talking about? Birth of a Nation? some black and white film you saw at the Nickelodeon? 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
I really mean it.
This summer, I'm taking premium audio with me everywhere I go with Raycon. Raycon's everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever with three sound profiles to match whatever I'm listening to. Plus, noise isolation and awareness mode, so I can choose to be immersed in sound or tune into my surroundings when I need to. I can listen while I travel or during a grueling workout with optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit. These earbuds are comfortable enough for all-day wear, and they do not budge. With Raycon, I could also get 8 hours of playtime and 32 hours of battery life. And I love this. They start at half the price of other premium audio brands. No wonder Raycon's everyday earbuds have over 49,000 five-star reviews. See for yourself what the hype is all about. Right now, you can go to buyraycon.com/Howie and get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 15% off. Buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242-603 says, Brandon's voice is making my cat freak out.
Think about what you'd think about.
Poor Felix. Give Felix some catnip. 844-500-4242. We're here at Toyota of Portsmouth. It's a great place to come, and we'll be here for another half hour or so. And thanks to everybody for coming out. Give yourselves a round of applause. Thank you, Jim Boyle, for having us as always. We always love coming up here twice a year.
Thank you, Mr. President.
This year twice. It's great to be here, and come down. They're open all weekend, and they got the best deals around and. Pick yourself out the most popular car in the United States of America. All right, it's that time of the week. It's the bottom of the third hour of the Howie Carr Show. You know what that means.
Why do you still read the newspaper?
I like to keep up on local news, like the police blotter.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, the duly authorized organization swings into action.
A fax! A fax is coming through! Oh yeah, a fax!
Here's the kind of adventure you've been waiting to hear. Hard-boiled action and mystery.
So stand by for trouble and suspense.
Stand by for adventure.
Time now for Police Blotter Facts Friday. You know how it works. All week long, we ask you to send in your funny stories about the local police from your daily or weekly newspaper. It can be a standalone story. It could be the column the police write in some newspapers, police log, police blotter, whatever they call it. Send your funny stories, as long as they're a little bit humorous, to grace@howiecarshow.com, grace@howiecarshow.com, and we read the best entries of the week at this time every Friday evening, and the two top entries get a nice gift. What do they get this week, Grace?
They're going to get a copy of Plug Uglies.
Plug Uglies, a scrapbook of Boston organized crime. And these are the runners-up, and keep sending them in. Bruce from the Mets says, sorry I couldn't get there today. I'll see you in the spring or maybe your birthday. Enjoy freedom this winter. Sorry you're not here, Bruce. I'm wearing the jacket he gave me, the sweatshirt.
I wore mine yesterday.
Major League Baseball players alumni. I wear that on the plane sometimes. No one has ever asked me what team I was going to play for.
Okay, Howie, are you ready?
I was going to say the Boston Braves.
You ready to go?
Yeah.
These are the runners-up. They do not win a prize. Monkey hunting team accidentally shoot woman with tranquilizer dart while chasing animal in Japan.
A monkey hunting team? This is like a fugitive monkeys?
Yeah. Three employees and one monkey hunting specialist armed with tranquilizer rifles were dispatched to the scene to take the monkey down. Upon arrival, as they spoke with the unfortunate woman who was giving them details as to the rogue monkey's whereabouts, one of the teams accidentally...
Grace, did the monkey have monkeypox?
No, but one of the team has accidentally shot her in the arm with a tranquilizer dart. This is the craziest part, though. Enough sedative to knock out a 33-pound monkey flooded into her bloodstream and put her to sleep almost immediately. She suffered no serious injuries.
That was the Rolling Stones. That's very good, Taylor, that you would come up with that. I didn't think you were a Rolling Stones fan.
You ask for that song anytime there's a monkey story.
I didn't think you would remember.
Any important follow-up questions?
What was the monkey's name?
George.
As in Curious George.
Yes. Actually, you know what? I'll save that one for later. Journey into inebriation. Woman sets off social media with drunken Epcot ejection tour. You've heard about that thing, how they do, you can do a tour around the world at Epcot. They have all the different countries.
Yeah.
And you can drink and eat at each one. It's like all different restaurants. Well, one woman...
I thought they called that the Ted Kennedy tour.
A drunken woman can be seen being restrained by other members of her party as she argues with Disney security. Some of the videos that were put up, they have the woman screaming.
Disney World is starting to remind me, the stories that are coming out, it's turning into a lot like Chuck E. Cheese's.
Yeah. That's not a
Nothing
bad
but
comparison.
Brawling and fighting and
things are
bad
going downhill.
Experiences.
The woman can be heard screaming, "You're the cops, you have every right, and I've done nothing wrong," while simultaneously seeming to ask to be arrested as she's directed toward the park exit. She was eventually placed in a wheelchair, and they were trying to get her to calm down, but she did not do that. She later said, "No, you will not do this to me," and then at one point she shouted at the deputy, "Look at me in the eyes." She is restrained in the wheelchair as she tries to rise to confront the puzzled and seemingly patient deputy, but the drunken Epcot ejection continued until they got her near the entrance and the woman had dismounted or fallen out of her wheelchair.
Dismounted the wheelchair?
Yeah, and she did a rude gesture at deputies. They finally got her out. Got her out to the parking lot.
Any relation to Paul Pelosi?
It does not say. Woman suspected of stealing $83 worth of cat food at Walmart.
See, this has been a recurring theme of the show the last couple of weeks about cat food. It's, you know, not being available, the price going. There was in a Let's Go Brandon segment. Someone was complaining about cat food prices going up.
Yeah.
How much cat food can you buy for $83, or how much can you steal that's worth $83?
Well, it doesn't say exactly how much she has. It just says $83 worth of cat food, but her name is Melissa Ann Sunsquit. And this
that's
happened.
The name of the cat?
No. That's the name of the owner. This was out of the Villages, though. Sunsquit was found to be in possession of a syringe which tested positive for fentanyl. And she also had a black plastic spoon that appeared to have cotton from a Q-tip. The cotton tested positive for methamphetamine.
And she was stealing cat food.
Yeah.
What was the cat's name?
I hate to meet the cats.
What was the cat's name?
Jinx. Chick-fil-A employee stops carjacker in Florida. Did anyone see this story this week? It's
yes,
pretty cool.
It was a nutty video.
Fort Walton Beach, Florida. A Florida Chick-fil-A employee.
This is where Morning Joe Scarborough's intern died under mysterious circumstances in the congressional district office.
Well, there was nothing mysterious about this story because there was a woman who had a baby. She was screaming as a man grabbed her keys and tried to take her car. But a quick thinking Chick-fil-A employee is now being hailed as a hero because he stopped the carjacking. Branch punched the employee in the face, but the employee was not seriously injured. The employee ran over to intervene.
Good for Chick-fil-A.
I know, they're the best at Chick-fil-A, aren't they? They're so nice.
The good thing was that this did not happen on a Sunday, or the Chick-fil-A employee would not have been there to save the baby in the car.
That's very true. This is from the Villages, but pay attention to the headline. New Yorker arrested after golf cart mishap at Cody's at Bronwood in the Villages.
How many more, Mr. Speaker? How many more tragic incidents involving our golf carts are going to here in the Villages will be involved because of these damn New Yorkers?
Diane Tompkin of Port Jefferson, New York, Was found by Community Watch at around 11:30 on Saturday, 11:30 at night, with her golf cart stuck on a fence. Officers asked her how her golf cart ended up there, and she told them she didn't know. She was just sitting in a daze. Tompkin admitted she had consumed four drinks containing vodka. She told police, and they checked her... Well, she said she had diabetes, so they checked her blood sugar. She nearly fell multiple times while participating in the Sidewalk Olympics. Nothing about her eyes being glassy, though.
The thousand yard stare. A. B.
I've fallen, no. And I can't get up.
F. T.
All right, I have a lot of animals that I'm going to rattle through here quickly. Road obstruction reported at Florida intersection was a large snake.
What was the snake's name?
Lucille.
Okay.
I can always tell when you don't like my name choice when you say, okay.
But what was that alligator that was in Police Blotter Facts last week? That was a good name. I still remember it.
Oh, Rex, maybe?
Starsky.
Starsky, yes.
That's a good name. If I ever have an alligator, I'm going to name him Starsky.
Well, we have another alligator in the news. But first, the snake.
This alligator this week is going to be named Hutch.
This is an albino ball python. And a chunk of debris blocking traffic on a Florida panhandle road turned out to be a ball python. This python was called
A bald python or a ball python?
Ball. B-A-L-L. B-A-L-L.
Curve ball.
Get ready,
Knuckle
pal.
Ball.
Well, that's why I named it...
Fast ball.
That's why I named it Lucille, because it's Lucille.
Oh, I see.
Ball.
Okay.
Oh, that's why its owner named it that, not me. Massive 11-foot alligator seen strolling through a Houston suburb.
If it's 11 feet long, do you really need to describe it as massive?
Do you know how much it weighed? Take a guess.
300 pounds?
400 pounds. An 11-foot, 400-pound reptile was trapped.
Its name was Nadler.
Howard. Neighbors told the outlet the alligator had been strolling through the neighborhood since at least 5 a.m.
Nadler's 11 feet wide.
A massive alligator was seen Tuesday morning slowly sauntering in the grass alongside a road in Katy, Texas, just west of Houston. Rescuers found...
That's where Roger Clemens is from, I believe.
Rescuers found the gator lying down after his walk and were able to capture him easily. They put the reptile in the back of a pickup truck.
I think if you're 11 feet long and you weigh 400 pounds, you probably don't move too swiftly.
If you have time today, Google this alligator from Houston. Huge.
What's his name?
Hutch. That wasn't the plan, but we changed it up halfway through. Mayhem erupts at New York City Burger King after woman places food order. A wild scene unfolded.
Did you see, by the way, that I'm sorry to interrupt. There was a story. There was a story today in the Wall Street Journal that McDonald's corporate headquarters are in Chicago.
Yeah, I saw
that.
Did
you see that?
Yeah, they're not going to move it, right?
Well, they said that they're having problems because they. All the Chicago outlets have nothing but these terrible, violent incidents. We've had more and more of them in Police Blotter Facts, not just McDonald's, Burger King.
I will
Wendy's,
say.
All of these places. I mean, people trying to crawl through the drive-through windows. I mean, how crazy is that? And there's one every week, it seems like.
Yeah, I will say, Howie, I'm not an expert on a lot of things, but I've been doing the Police Blotter for many years now, and I have noticed that in my research, out of all of the fast food chains, if I had to pick one where, and I'm not trying to disparage them, where I think most of the mayhem happens, it does tend to be Burger King. More so than McDonald's.
So it's more likely that there's going to be a senseless street crime at the home of the Whopper.
Yeah. Just and that's just anecdotal. You know, I haven't done any actual analysis, but Police Blotter Facts Friday is brought to you by Monetary Gold. Listeners who open a qualified account will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To learn more, go to monetarygold.com/Howie. So yeah, a wild scene unfolded in a New York City Burger King earlier this week when a woman jumped the counter in an apparent robbery attempt caught on camera. The woman walked into the fast food restaurant around 3 p.m. on Tuesday and placed a food order. Video shows her rustling around in her bag and pulling out some pulls to hand to the employee.
Some what?
They wrote pulls. I think they probably meant to write bills.
Some polls.
The local news these days, man. It's rough. Once that employee opened the cash register, the woman jumps over the counter and grabs $250 in cash with her bare hands. The worker she had been speaking to tries to hold her down on the counter, and then another employee had to run over and assist. Eventually, they were able to get the $250 out of her hands, and she ran.
You notice how they say that the Army's having a tough time meeting its recruiting goals, not just because people don't want to join the Army, be in the military, but they can't perform physically. Yet you have all these people jumping over the counters around the country and then diving through the takeout windows.
The takeout window dives are really impressive because those are kind of narrow. They don't want to make those too big because they don't want people jumping in them.
Yeah. I wonder if Hutch could have gotten through a takeout window.
I don't know. Hutch has a really big head.
All right. Okay, we are going to be right back with the winners of Police Blotter Facts Friday. I'm Howie Carr.
When Howie's on, every radio is a magic radio.
This is the second time that you've laid hands on me.
When you're slapped, you'll take it and like it.
Howie Carr is back.
Again, thanks to everybody here at Toyota of Portsmouth. Give yourselves a round of applause. Thanks to Jim Boyle and everybody who turned out. We really appreciate it. We've had a great time today, including Daisy the Wonder Dog, who's over there. She's been around all day. Grace has breaking news from Martha's Vineyard, from MSNBC, of all places.
Yes, so a reporter from MSNBC was talking about the narrative about how DeSantis is human trafficking by sending people
kidnapping
to Martha's Vineyard. And this is the quote from the reporter. She said, "They are not angry at Ron DeSantis. They are actually thanking him for having brought them to Martha's Vineyard." She's referring to the illegal aliens. Okay, are you ready for the winners?
Yes, I am.
Carjackers interrupt couple having sex, leave them naked in the street. This is out of Brazil. Security video.
Even in the throes of passion, it behooves one to lock the doors.
Yes. Security video shows a shocking moment. A couple having sex in their sedan were busted by three thieves. The incident occurred in an unidentified city in Brazil. Night vision video shows the three thieves approaching the white vehicle. The trio violently pry open the car's doors and attempts to jump in, but are startled by the not-so-sneaky activities going on inside. The lovers were completely naked, splayed out across the back seat, and...
Splayed. That's a good word you don't often see in a newspaper account.
Halfway through their steamy sex session. Well, nobody help me. Okay, and last but not least, I really love this story. Woman arrested after releasing a raccoon into a North Dakota bar. A woman has been arrested after a witness saw her carrying a raccoon into a North Dakota bar. Bartender Cindy Smith said she was serving drinks at the Matic Bar last week when a local resident brought in the animal during happy hour. There were 10 people in the saloon at the time. Smith said she immediately asked the woman to leave, but instead she took the raccoon around the bar to show to another customer. The woman eventually departed with the animal after about 5 minutes. Smith says the raccoon never left the woman's arms and didn't bite anyone.
I'm not a big raccoon fan.
They're very cute, but they're feisty.
They're mischievous.
They're mischievous, exactly. And they got those little hands, Taylor.
And the chances are, if they're out and about in the daytime,
yeah,
they probably have some foam coming out of their mouths, if you know what I mean. And you really want to give them a wide berth.
Well, this raccoon was put down and transported to be tested for rabies and other diseases. But do you think that means it was put down, like put down?
Yes.
But wouldn't you test it first and then put it down?
I think you have to kill it before you can test it. That's the thing.
This feels like an injustice.
Take it up with Davy Crockett. Thanks, everybody, from Toyota Portsmouth. Taylor takes over for the last hour. See you next week. I'm Howie Carr.